Putin has made a rare admission that Ukrainian strikes are damaging Russia's economy, acknowledging what Western analysts have long argued, but Russian leadership had previously denied. The admission came as Ukraine launched massive Russia Day drone raids targeting oil refineries and a rubber plant linked to rocket fuel production.
The economic acknowledgement represents a significant shift in Russian messaging. For over 2 years, Putin has maintained that sanctions and Ukrainian attacks were having minimal economic impact. Admitting damage suggests either the effects have become impossible to hide or that domestic political considerations require more honesty about wartime costs.
The timing of the admission alongside Ukraine's Russia Day attacks is symbolically important. Russia Day celebrates Russian sovereignty and independence, so acknowledging economic damage on that specific day undermines the narrative that Russia is prevailing in the conflict. It suggests internal pressure to address economic realities.
The targeted strikes on rocket fuel production facilities indicate Ukrainian intelligence has detailed knowledge of Russia's military supply chains. Attacking specific industrial inputs for weapon systems is more strategically sophisticated than general infrastructure targeting. It suggests Ukraine is focusing on constraining Russian military capacity rather than just imposing economic costs.
NATO allies are pushing to expand commanders' authority to shoot down drones, reflecting how unmanned systems have changed modern warfare dynamics. Traditional rules of engagement weren't designed for scenarios where small, inexpensive drones can cause disproportionate damage to high-value targets.
The authorization expansion addresses a fundamental challenge in drone warfare: the speed of decision-making. Current approval processes for engaging potential threats often take longer than the threat window itself. Expanding field commander authority could improve response times, but also increases risks of escalation or misidentification.
The proposal reflects lessons learned from Ukraine, where drone swarms have proven effective against traditional air defense systems. NATO is essentially adapting its command structures to handle conflicts where hundreds of small autonomous threats might appear simultaneously across wide geographical areas.
Iran-linked hackers have claimed a breach of California Water Service, leaking customer data in what appears to be part of escalating cyber attacks on American infrastructure. Critical infrastructure targeting by state-sponsored groups represents a new form of asymmetric warfare with potentially catastrophic civilian implications.
The water utility targeting is particularly concerning because water systems are both essential for public health and often have limited cybersecurity resources. Unlike financial institutions or technology companies, water utilities typically lack the security infrastructure to defend against sophisticated state-sponsored attacks.
The California breach connects to broader patterns of Iran-linked cyber activity that seem designed to demonstrate capability rather than achieve immediate strategic goals. These attacks serve as warnings that critical infrastructure remains vulnerable and could be targeted more severely if tensions escalate further.
Trump has called Iran's leaked deal terms fake and slammed drone attacks on Indian ships near Hormuz, dismissing a 14-point draft memorandum published by Iranian media. The president accused Tehran of drone strikes that could complicate efforts to reach any negotiated agreement.
The diplomatic timing is crucial. If serious negotiations were actually underway, attacks on third-party vessels would undermine Iran's negotiating position and provide justification for increased sanctions. Either Iran is pursuing contradictory policies, or the leaked terms were never serious diplomatic proposals.
A tanker CEO told CNBC that Hormuz traffic could surge once a U.S.-Iran deal is reached, with daily transits potentially jumping sharply from current levels of 5 to 10 vessels. Lars Barstad of Frontline suggests market participants believe diplomatic resolution remains possible despite recent tensions.
The shipping industry perspective matters because tanker companies make multi-million-dollar decisions based on geopolitical assessments. If industry leaders believe Hormuz could reopen to normal traffic, they're likely seeing diplomatic signals that aren't necessarily reflected in public statements from either government.
China-linked hackers called Velvet Ant replaced core authentication software across multiple hosts for nearly a decade, capturing credentials and bypassing passwords undetected. The sophistication required to hijack Linux login systems at this scale suggests nation-state capabilities and resources.
The decade-long timeline is perhaps more concerning than the technical sophistication. Advanced persistent threats that operate undetected for years can cause far more damage than dramatic but brief intrusions. They can map entire networks, identify key personnel, and establish backdoors for future use.
The authentication system targeting is strategically brilliant because it compromises the foundation of network security rather than individual applications. Once you control how users log in, you essentially have administrative access to everything those users can reach. It's the digital equivalent of copying all the keys to a building.
Outgoing Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has released files on 120 U.S.-funded biological laboratories abroad, fulfilling transparency promises but potentially creating diplomatic complications with host countries. The disclosure could affect ongoing biological research partnerships and security cooperation agreements.
The biolab disclosure feeds into conspiracy theories about U.S. biological weapons research that have been promoted by Russia and China. While the labs are likely conducting legitimate disease surveillance and public health research, the timing of the release could provide ammunition for adversaries seeking to undermine American soft power and scientific cooperation.